Good morning. I wanna start off asking everybody a question. This time together will not be a typical sermon. I'm actually gonna ask questions that I want you guys to actually answer. Is that okay? And then I'm gonna take some notes as we discuss. But I wanna start off with this. I wanna ask you this. Can you name a place where you see God moving outside of Northgate Community Church? Anything come to mind when I ask that question? Is there a place that you could name outside of Northgate Community Church? Okay. Parents. Okay, anybody else? Okay. Jesse, did I see your hand up, Jesse?
I'll say something.
You always have a hard time talking, right? Love Inc. Okay. Anybody else?
I would say the nonprofits in our city. Really
anybody specific or just the?
Well, I was going to say Link, but inner city, the salon I work at, we've been partnering with a non religious type of there, obviously, but just collaboration between people who love Jesus and people who just want to help that people need to know.
Okay, anybody else?
I'm a preschool teacher and this was our first year back, and that's definitely doing a lot of things. We had a lot of children come to know Christ and their parents as well.
Beautiful. Okay, one more. Okay, the reason I asked this question. My name's Carlos, by the way. Good to be here again with you guys. I think I was told I'm an honorary member now. I don't know if that's true or not, but yeah. The reason I ask you this is because my story growing up as a believer is I came to know Christ in a church here in Manteca. We were actually in on Yosemite, right next to the car wash. There's the Foster Freeze, and there's a car wash. You guys, some people are like, oh, no, not that town, not that side of town, right? But so it wasn't that bad. So that's where I came to know Christ, and that's where I got involved in church through that process. Then from there, we moved to a church in Airport, and then as some of you already know, eventually we moved actually to this building. But my idea of God's movement always unconsciously was always around a congregational setting. Unconsciously or unconsciously, I believe God is moving today in our church. You don't have to say amen, but it's true. All right? But my framework or my idea of what the work of God was limited, very limited, to a congregational setting. Specifically my congregation. And then as I began to grow in my walk with the Lord and begin to be exposed to different leaders and different models, then it moved to, okay, well, God is moving in my church, and then he's also moving in other churches. My church is not the only one that God is working at. Would you guys agree with that, at least? Okay. But it always unconsciously had the idea of it's always around the, I'm going to say, small c church. It's always around the congregation. And as God has taken me in my journey, now probably Almost 20 years of serving the Lord, 15 of those being a pastor, I've realized something, that the work of the kingdom is not limited to the work of the church. I'll say that again. The work of the kingdom of God, is not limited to the work of the church. We're a part of it, but I want to submit to you today that God is working not just in churches, but he's working in, some of you said, nonprofits. He's working in schools. He's working even in government officials. He's working in different areas, because the work of the kingdom is not limited to the work of the church. See, I work for an organization right now that's called City Ministry Network. Some of you, and those some is like three of you, know what that is. But City Ministry Network is an organization in Modesto that the mission is this. The mission is, it says, our mission is motivated by God's love. CMN, or City Ministry Network, exists to listen to and advocate for our most vulnerable communities, connecting community and sector leaders to work collaboratively for maximum effect so that all families can thrive. Our CEO, Marvin Jacobo, which some of you know, also comes from a very similar story as mine, where his work was in church work. He was, for 30 years, a youth pastor, and he had like the biggest church youth group in Modesto for a while. But he realized in his journey that God was also working in other sectors. It was not just in his church. It was not just in the congregation. And we have a saying at our organization. It's actually his saying, and he says we're chasing the wild goose. I don't know if anybody received the email from him. At the bottom it says, chasing the wild goose. And what that means is, he gets it in the Celtic tradition, the wild goose is a symbol for the Holy Spirit. The wild goose is an enigmatic creature, once seen, never forgotten, once heard, always remembered. He's here one moment, gone the next. He moves from place to place. And his idea, and the reason why he keeps telling us this, is that we're chasing the wild goose. Because instead of us trying to create a space where God is moving, we are trying to find the places where God is already moving. So more than trying to recreate the wheel, we're trying to find the places where the wheel is already there. And I want to submit to you today that God is, you know, there's even a song, right? God is on the move, right? I'll tell you a funny story. My wife used to think it said, God is in the mood. I was like, what? I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not what it says. But no, God is on the move. I want to submit to you that God is on the move. He is on the move here at Northgate Community Church. At least say a thumbs up, because if you believe that. But he's also moving outside. And I want to submit to you this also, that there are plans, there are ideas, great plans, great visions that you might have, that you have, because you have them. But I want to submit to you that God has put that on your heart, but he's also put it in other people's hearts. I want to submit to you that you don't have to be the only one trying to push the cart forward. There are people in the city. There are people around you. There are people that God is already working on. And it's our job just to find where the wild goose has moved. See, I loved when I asked you guys the question that you guys didn't just mention church circles. And I thought some of you would say, well, God is moving at Crossroads, and God is moving at this church and that church. And although that is true, I love how some of you understood that God is moving in schools. God is moving with the parents, as she said, and the school district. And God is moving in the different sectors of our community. And we don't have to be, as I was once, limited by the idea of, the kingdom is just my work, is my what I do in my church. It's a part of it, but it's not all of it. There's an author named Reggie McNeil. A few years back, we had him actually during COVID. The plan was to have him in town in Modesto, but we had to do online. But he wrote a book called Kingdom Come, and he talks about this very idea of the kingdom, of kingdom collaborators. And one of the things he says is that we have spent a whole generation trying to build a church, but not build the kingdom. He also said this, he says, building the kingdom of God is not the same as building the church. The kingdom is not about a building, but it's a lifestyle. I want you to let that settle in. The kingdom is not about building a building. It's about a lifestyle. And the kingdom affects every aspect of our life. Can I ask you guys, has anyone here traveled outside of the United States? Raise your hand. Okay. Has anybody here traveled outside of California? Okay, so most of us. All right. Anybody had this experience when you traveled outside of the United States where they knew you were American? You did not have to announce it. You did not have to say it. Anybody been outside of California and you go to another state and they know you're from California? Why is that? Did you intentionally try to show that you're American? Or did you intentionally try to demonstrate that you're from California? No. Because more than trying to be it, we just are it. Nobody is trying to be American. We just are Americans. Nobody's just trying to be Californian, right? We're just from California. And that, one way or another, transmits itself. And this is what the kingdom is about. That in every area of our life, more than trying to be a Christian, we just are. See, for my personal life, I have three convictions. I have a few more, but these are okay. Number one, I know I'm a pastor. I've tried to deny it, but I can't. I know I'm a pastor. Number two, I know I have a calling to serve the Hispanic community. I just know it. And number three, I know I am called to be a bridge between cultures, between generations, between languages, denominations, whatever you want to say, call it. I know God has called me to be a bridge. These are three things I am sure about. And guess what? I don't try to do these things. In fact, there are times I've probably tried not to do these things. But I know that when I'm sitting down with business leaders, because specifically my job at CMN has been working with small business leaders, small business owners, assisting them with different resources in the community and stuff like that. But I know that even though, I told Jesse this the other day, even though I'm there to help them with something, That's just an excuse. That's just an excuse to be able to build relationships with them. That's just an excuse to be able to be who I am to them. Because this is the lifestyle of the kingdom. Who you are comes out wherever you are. I've sat down with business leaders, nonprofit leaders, with other pastors, with government officials. That's part of the work we do. And I know in those settings, although the excuse of being there could be something totally different, I know in that setting, I am a pastor. I am a bridge builder. I know I am someone who's there to serve the community. So I want to ask you today is, my question to you today is, what is your role? What has God called you to be? Actually, no. What has God already made you to be? Because I know I'm a pastor in the church, inside the congregation, and wherever I go. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't have to act weird about it. Oh, here comes the pastor. Everybody move, you know? Right? I don't have to act it. I just am. But what is your role in the kingdom? Well, Carlos, Pastor Charlie, I don't know. You do. You already do. I'm just gonna come out and tell you, just be the person that God made you to be. In the settings that God has placed you. You don't have to force it. You don't have to fake it. You know, how many know you don't fake it till you make it? Because the kingdom, again, is not about a building. It's not about only what I do on Sunday. I am part of the kingdom because of who I am. Well, because of God, well, who God already made me. This is a lifestyle. This is not a, you know, on Sunday I put on my mask and then the rest of the week I'm somebody else. Where has God already placed you? You know, some of us see ministry as what happens at church only. I would submit to you, ministry is wherever you're at. It's service wherever you're at. For example, you know, Ephesians 4, 11 and 12, you know, I have to have a Bible verse. If not, it's not a legal sermon, right? Ephesians 4, 11 and 12 says this. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers. The responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. See, when we read this, we hear titles. The title of a pastor, the title of an apostle, the title of an evangelist, the title of a teacher. But more than titles, they're not titles. They're actually functions. They're not who you are. They're what you do. This is how I know I'm a pastor wherever I am. So who are you? This is the thing. I'm not asking you to think about where you want God to put you or what you want God to do. I want you to think of what God already is doing. Where did God already placed you? Because we have this idea of, oh, when I reach this level or I reach... No. You are already called, you're already chosen, and you already have a function in the body of Christ. And the body of Christ or the church, the big C, not little C, one congress, but the church... The church is, I'll say it like this. The church, well, this is actually Reggie McNeil's words. Remember I said, Building the kingdom of God is not the same as building the church. One of the other things he said is this: the church is like the army in a kingdom, but it's not the main part of the kingdom. I want you to listen to that. Our role here on earth as the church is to be the representatives of the kingdom, but it's not the whole kingdom. Remember when Jesus said, he's talking to Simon, he says, in Matthew 16, he says this: Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven." And then he said this: "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." Okay, on the rock of the truth that Jesus is the Son, the Messiah. But then he says this: "And the gates of Hades," or the gates of hell, "will not overcome." Can I ask you something? What do gates do? They what? They open and close. But the reason a gate is somewhere is to what? Keep something out. See, sometimes, at least I have read this and be like, oh my God, the gates of hell are attacking me. No, the gates are of hell are to stop from the army of God to go where they need to go to establish his kingdom. Remember when Jesus said it at the end of Matthew, you know, go and make disciples, right? Have you guys read that before, anybody? I like how the message says it. He says, Jesus, undeterred, went right ahead and gave this charge: "God authorized and commanded me to commission you." This is Matthew 28:18-20. He said, "Go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in the way of life, marking them by baptism in the threefold name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." He says, "Go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life." Or another way of we can look at it is, instead of go out, because, you know, at least I've thought of this, go out, oh man, I gotta set a specific time. How many of you guys don't like to go out? How many of you guys are homebodies? I have a daughter who's a homebody, like, you know? It's like a terror, right? To think, oh man, I gotta shower, I gotta change, I gotta get ready to go out. You know, some of you are like, you don't like to stay in. That's a whole different story. But the idea of, oh man, I have to get ready and go out. It's like, and I could talk for myself. I've read this verse of like, oh, I gotta get ready. I gotta plan, and I gotta go out and make disciples. Like, I gotta set a schedule of 9 to 5, or you know, whatever, and go out and make disciples. But another way we can read this is, you know what, as you go, as you're on the way, as you're already walking, as you're already doing what you do, make disciples. See, this is the role of the church. This is the work of the kingdom, that wherever we are at, whatever we are doing, we are ambassadors of the king. We are representatives of the king. Can I say that again? We are representatives of the king. The kingdom is not about us, it's about the king. And just as wherever we go, we, like it or not, represent where we're from. We're Americans, we represent, we're from California. Just as that happens naturally, without you even trying, we can also represent the king wherever we're at. In your job, at your home. Because, once again, the work of the kingdom is not limited to the work of the church. The work of the kingdom. God is on the move and God is working. I'll say it like this. God has been on the move and been working before you got there. And once you're gone, He'll continue to be working and continue to be moving. So my charge to you is this. Let us collaborate with what God is already doing. Let us not try to reinvent the wheel, but let us work and collaborate with God and with the people God is already working on. God is already working with. I'll end with this because they only gave me 5 minutes. I'm just kidding. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus sent out his disciples and he told them, go and preach the gospel of Northgate Community Church. Oh no? Go and preach the about the kingdom of our church. No. He said, go preach about the kingdom of God. And find the people of peace. Find the people of peace who will receive you, who will receive the peace that's already with you. He never said, go and make sure they're believers first and then go hang out with them. No, listen to what I'm telling you. He never said, go and make sure they're Christians first, then you can collaborate with them. No, just go and be with those who accept you. In the work that we're doing in Modesto and Stanislaus County and CM, City Ministry Network, I've been privileged to have the example of men and women who are living out the kingdom in every sector that they're at. To the point, and I can't get into a lot of details because of time, but to the point where we've had government officials call us and say, can you help us with this project? If that's not God at work, then what is? Where we've had other organizations call us and say, could you help us with this? What I want to tell you is this, wherever you're at, you are there not to be a weird Christian. I'll just say it like that. Not to be the awkward Christian. Just be who God has made you. And be an ambassador for Christ with your lifestyle. So today, I'm going to ask the worship team to go ahead and come. I'm going to ask you to reflect on this question. Can I ask you to reflect on these questions? The first one is this: in what spaces has God placed you? Listen. In what places not God is going to place you, or he might place you? In what spaces has God already placed you to be a representative of his kingdom? And number two, can this week, this coming up week, starting when we finish here until the rest of the week, can you be intentional about seeking where God is already moving? Because if you look, you'll see it. I want to pray with you. If you can, let's go ahead and stand for a minute. The Spirit of God is already moving. He's moving among us, but he's also moving in other sectors, in other areas, other parts of the city. And I would say, let us partner with him. Let us partner with God in what he wants to do. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. And I pray in this moment, Jesus, I pray right now, God, Let us be mindful. Let us realize the places you've already placed us to be representatives of your kingdom in our jobs, in our communities, at the gym, wherever we are at. You have placed us, God, to be representatives of your kingdom. And I pray you open up our eyes this week to see the work that you are already doing. Lord, sometimes we get stuck or we worry about what we don't have or what we worry about what's not happening, that we forget about what already is happening and what we already do have and what you are already doing. So I pray you open up our eyes, Lord. May we see what you are already doing, how your kingdom is not limited to what's only happening in a certain place, but it's happening around us. It's around, and it's happening in our city. It's happening in schools and in government and in nonprofits and in businesses. You are already at work. I pray you help us be collaborators with you. May we partner with you to establish your kingdom, Lord. In Jesus' name.